the blood of Jesus, remembering that the important thing is not right doctrine, but rather knowing and experiencing God, I want to look at the blood of Jesus. People go around pleading the blood. Countless songs have been written about the efficacy of the blood, and the Christian religion has been labeled gory and bloodthirsty by many. The Bible states that the life is in the blood, that there is no remission of sin without shedding of blood, that it is the blood of Jesus which gives us the boldness to become intimate with God, and that His blood also cleanses us from sin. What if God has to show us truth by giving us pictures of what we can perceive with our senses, since we are carnal and not spiritual? What if we, and even the animal kingdom, all have blood in our material bodies, blood that when flowing out from that body causes it to die, to illustrate to us that the life of the creature is indeed in the blood of that creature? Now we are told repeatedly that God is life. Jesus said, "I am the life." And that when we believe on the one who sent Jesus, the one who is love, we pass from death unto life. Suppose blood is the symbol or parable for the life of God. To enable us to understand the necessity of our partaking of this life to come out of sin or carnal thinking. Suppose the whole system of Old Testament sacrifices was a graphic illustration to the people, not that God would need the sacrifice of His sinless Son to appease His anger against us or our sin, but rather that no one could ever come out of carnal thinking into the knowledge of the true God until the life of God flowed from Him to us. Suppose that is what God is saying in Hosea 6:6, "For I desired mercy and not sacrifice, and the knowledge of God more than burnt offerings." Suppose when the blood flowed from the body of Jesus and the form Jesus died and the form that could assume any form arose from the dead, God was showing us that we too must die to our little personality self, having our identity in our humanity, to awake to the truth of who we really are in Christ. See also the purpose of the cross. "He that loveth his life shall lose it, and he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal." Suppose it doesn't matter if my picture is like your picture, so long as we both get the picture necessary to enable us to believe and pass from death unto life.